The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Circle of Friends. Each of us has a circle of friends. Just think about some of yours. Friends are vital to a healthy life spiritually and physically. A true friend loves at all times. Proverbs 17:17. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. We learn and grow as we interact with friends. Fellowship and friendship make us better than we would be alone. Proverbs 27. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Let me tell you about some genuine friends. I am one of seven who met a little over half century ago. These were young teenagers at the time, all from different backgrounds, but all Christians. God led them to a small Christian school in California. The school was K through 8 when a few of us became students there. It grew and added the 9th grade just in time for us to move up to that level, and they added the 10th grade, and so on until there were seven of us in the first high school graduation class of that school. Two girls and five guys. We were the class of 1968. During our high school years, the girls were cheerleaders. Four of the five guys were involved in various sports: baseball, basketball, track, and flag football. The fifth was actively supporting all of us. Seven graduates is ironic, since the number seven is known as the number indicating completion. And the five boys of that class remind me of a quiver full, as referred to in Scripture. Five young men completed each other. All seven of us got married. One of the guys went into the military, becoming a chaplain. The other men went on to college, getting involved in various forms of business, sales, management, and some into ministry. Over the years, all of us have supported each other through tough times as we've gone through the loss of parents. At this point, my father is the last remaining parent among our alumni group. As we have gone through life, we have stayed in touch, having had a few class reunions over the years. Each of us have moved around and seen other friends and family pass away. Most of us have had surgeries, and there have been times when we were faced with the possibility that any one of us would die. By God's grace, all seven of us are alive today. There will come a time when one of us will graduate to glory, step through the pearly gates, absent from the body, present with the Lord. As one of us has said about this process, kicking this old carcass to the curb. Well, the remaining alumni will deal with that loss when it occurs, laughing with each other, laughing at the events surrounding the missing person, crying at the loss, being comforted by memories. All of us have a circle of friends. The size of that circle will vary over time, and you may have times in your life when you feel that you only have a very few friends, or none at all. Well, the fact is that you always have at least one friend, that friend that sticks closer than a brother, Jesus Christ, the friend of sinners. Your circle of friends is a gift from God. James 1, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. Thank God for your friends. He uses all of them through the good and bad times to help you become the person you are. Take time today to pray for your friends. Reach out to them. Send a text. Invest time today to call them or write a letter. Very few things touch us as much as a handwritten letter. Be a friend to your friends.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.